Welcome to one of the most listened to music news podcasts in the world, SGNP, with your host, Darren Sutherland. Join us as we talk with industry leaders, artists, and entertainers about their faith, family, and careers. This is information you will not find anywhere else on radio, web, or in a magazine, but only firsthand on SGNP.
Is someone you love playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Hey, this is Darren, and I'm going to tell you some personal information. I've got dear friends who are addicted to methamphetamines. I've got family members who overdosed from heroin and passed away. I've got relatives who suffer alcohol addiction and are alcoholics. You've heard from Russ Taft talk about his problem with alcoholism. Addiction is a scary thing. In anywhere in the country you think about it, addiction's a big problem. Right now, the Addiction Hotline wants to help you and your family. And with the new federal Family Medical Leave Act, you can get the help you deserve. Call the Addiction Hotline today, 1-800-980-1761, 1-800-980-1761, and talk to them about the help you, your friends, or your family may need. Heck, over 43,000 people die every year from drug overdose. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. 1-800-980-1761. 1-800-980-1761. If Russ Taft can stand on stage and then later admit, hey, I've got a problem with alcoholism, you can too. Get the help you deserve, and I promise you, your heart will be so much happier for it, not to mention your family and friends. Welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here with my co-host, Arthur Rice. Arthur, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Trying to stay warm. Man, it's cold.
It is cold. It was 70 degrees up in your neck of the wood on Sunday, I heard.
I know. I like that, too. I'd be happy if it would just stay that way until about April and then just warm up.
Well, sounds like, I don't know if it's my headphones, it's the connection. But you sound like you got a little bit coming through that nose, my friend. How's a gospel lead singer work being sick? I mean, you know.
Oh, that's just allergies. You know, okay. That's just day to day, something different every day. You know.
Well, you know, Arthur, this week's
do the best you can.
You do the best you can. This week's a little different. We may talk about a little bit of everything, a little bit of hodgepodge, a little bit of this, that, and another. And we do these shows, quite frankly, ever so often. So. We'll do that. We don't have a guest today, which is kind of unusual. So here's what we're going to do. Arthur and I are just going to ask each other questions on what we think. It's always fun to do this because we end up going down rabbit trails that we never go down. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get into.
That's right. That's right. First things first. Okay. Let's this is not a laughing matter. It's not a funny matter. It's a serious matter. And all prayers and thoughts are goes out. But this week at the funeral of Ernie Phillips, legendary tenor singer for the Kingsmen, a lot of us have seen the stories through social media. If you've saw the reports on SGNP's Facebook site, you know that we put a statement out that said we've heard a lot of innuendo secondhand, a lot of information secondhand on what happened with legendary Squire Parsons at that funeral. Arthur, I know you've been in personal contact with some folks and some family members and that sort of thing. Would you mind sharing what you know about that situation with Squire? And at the same time, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Phillips and what he meant to Squire and to the world of gospel music and to the Kingsmen, because you're a part of that club. And let's go there.
Well, I was trying to get an update just before the program, just to kind of give a up-to-the-minute update on how Squire is doing. But last I talked was last night, and he's doing great. He did, and if you watched that service online, you know, you can kind of see some of that. I think they've re-edited that and kind of, which is, I think, is only fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, Squire did collapse at the service, and they revived him, got him back, back, you know, before they took him to the hospital. And he had several blockages. He went in for surgery on Tuesday morning. Supposed to go in Tuesday morning, and they had a couple of traumas come in. It kind of bumped his surgery up till the afternoon, and so he didn't get in a little bit later in the afternoon. But came through the surgery. They did four bypasses, and he came through it just great. They were concerned, you know, because the Squire has been so ill lately, you know, with his diabetes and with leukemia, and he's just weak, you know. Mm-hmm. He's just weak. And so I think that probably, you know, his heart issue with the blockage is probably added to that. So I think it was, you know, I honestly believe it was just the Lord kind of making that happen at the right time. You know, it was a miracle, because he really probably wasn't strong enough to make it through the surgery. But we had so many people praying, and he's through the surgery doing well. And so we're very glad and very appreciative to the Lord for being shining his light upon him.
Yeah.
And Squire is just a institution to himself, and especially to our industry. And we need Squire here. We need his writing and his presence. And so we're so thankful that he is still here with us.
No doubt. You know, we heard a lot of rumors out there when it happened. You wasn't at the service, were you?
I wasn't there. I had to work.
Yeah.
That Monday.
Yeah.
So I actually kind of missed it. And right. We had a program during the service, so I didn't even get to watch it online. So I didn't find out about it until after, because I was going to watch it Monday night. And so all of a sudden I was actually at a deacon's meeting, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden my phone is in my pocket. I feel my phone just going crazy. People calling, texting, and I'm like, man, alive. And so I didn't, of course, I didn't really look at it until I could get a minute, and I looked down, and it was just, I didn't read any of the messages. I was seeing where, and I thought, man, live, what's going on? And so after my deacon's meeting, I got out and went out to the car and looked at it, and I was like, oh, what? Wow. And so then I was like, well, I better call around and see what's going on. And so
it was
a very tense time.
I was on my way back from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I saw it first on Facebook. So I called a good friend of mine that I won't reveal his name, but called a good friend of mine that was at the service and said what was going on. And he told me, you know, basically what had happened. And then you start seeing the post on Facebook, and you start seeing different things out there. This is kind of a funny question, because, you know, we live in an instant date and time, you know, where everything's so instant. Let me give you an example. If something happens in your auditorium there at Dollywood during one of the Kingdom Heirs concerts that is, you know, newsworthy, so to speak, or that is unexpected, that information is transferred within minutes all across the world. So here we have this funeral going on of Ernie Phillips. Squire has a medical emergency. There he was singing at the funeral. And all of a sudden, it's transferred around the world because Squire, I mean, face it, folks, he wrote Beulah Land. I mean, he's known in the gospel music industry as a legendary performer and a legendary person like you talked about.
Yeah.
You know, there's not our grand, you know, I learned my social manners from my grandparents and my mother and my dad and that sort of thing. Well, not my dad, but my mother. Social grace wasn't made for the internet, so to speak. You know,
no, that's for sure.
So, what's your feelings on this, Arthur? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of, let's just face it, there was a lot of false information out there.
There was, and so many times people are so, you know, they want to be the first to say something.
Yeah.
you know, I was the first to know. I was the first to announce it. I was the, you know, and that's so many times I people kind of get irritated because I don't say a lot of things and I don't want to until I know the truth. You know, yeah. There's the truth and then there's what everybody else thinks or says. So, you know, there's a good and bad to that. I wish that we could, you know, push pause before we post something or say something a lot of times and just wait till you find out what, you know, what the truth is and what's real and just pray.
Yeah.
That's the good side of it for me, is the fact that we can find out this stuff very quickly and we're that quickly able to take it to the throne and just pray and ask the Lord help with that. And you know, and that's how we have to leave it. We say, Lord, you know the need. I don't know it. You know the truth and you know what needs to be done. And so if we put it in his hands, then we can be a help. And we quit being a hindrance and just gossip. And so that's the good side of, I think, of being in the instant world of knowing what's going on. And, you know, and I don't say this because I'm perfect. We all make that mistake.
Yeah.
And we all jump to conclusions from the get-go on things and on hearsay, and we shouldn't do that. And so I try to watch myself, and that because I see that so much, and it's kind of opened my eyes to it. And so I do try to watch that. And I think we all should.
The only secondhand information I'm willing to share that someone told me in regards to this whole thing, and it's totally edifying to Squire the man, was once he was able to communicate, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Where's my wife? How's my wife?"
Yeah.
And that says a lot about the gentle giant Squire Parsons, does it not?
Yeah. I'll tell you something comical, too. The first thing he said to the doctor, after the doctor explained he was going to have surgery, and the doctor's telling him, you know, is explaining how serious the situation is and how you know, you got a 50-50 chance here. You're not going to wake up, you know, that kind of thing. And Squire goes, "Well, how long after I get this done can I sing again?" But you know what? What that shows is what's great about that is not just his love for what he does, but the fact that he's at peace to where, you know what? It doesn't matter if I wake up or not. It's great either way.
Yeah.
If I get through this surgery, I'll continue to do what I love to do. If I don't wake up, man, I am going home, and I have that peace. And that's what is really great about that statement. It's not he wasn't worried about anything else, you know. And so I love that about him.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more with Arthur Rice about the great Squire Parsons. We're going to talk a little bit about Ernie Phillips. We're going to talk more about the Kingsmen. And we're going to tell you who our special guest next week is going to be. A whole lot of more fun right here on SGNP.
Hi, I'm Karen Peck Gooch with Karen Peck and the River, and you're listening to the best in gospel music right here on SGNP.
SGNP, we're reaching all across the world now. I was looking at our download numbers the other day, and Norway, Sweden, Finland, over 2,000 people have listened to us in Ireland. And who makes that possible? MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow. And right now, MyPillow's got a great offer for you. It's buy one, get one free when you use the code SGNP. Man, don't that sound good? Buy one, get one free when you use the code SGNP. Call them today, 1-800-544-8939. 1-800-544-8939. Tell them the code SGNP. Get buy one, get one free on their premium pillows. It's that simple. Thank MyPillow when you're calling for support in gospel music and SGNP.
This is Josh Singletary with Tribute Quartet, and you're listening to SGNP.
Welcome back once again to SGNP. Darren Sutherland and Arthur Rice here today talking about Squire Parsons, what happened this past week. The legendary Ernie Phillips, he passed away, yep. Squire. Yep. And I mean, Squire, Arthur, excuse me. He passed away last week. And one thing about doing a podcast that I hate, and, you know, we interviewed, I think, Ray Dean, because we had Ray Dean on the show last week. We interviewed Ray on either Tuesday or Wednesday, or Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember what day it was. And we talked about Ernie in that interview. And Ray Dean said, and I quote, "He was probably one of the most popular young men that ever sang with the Kingsmen. And, you know, people loved him." And we released the show. And after we recorded Ray and before the show was released, Mr. Phillips passed. So we didn't get a chance to give him a tribute or give some information on him. I never met the man. I heard him sing numerous amounts of time, but I never personally knew him. But you personally knew him, Arthur.
Yeah.
Tell the folks about him.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, the past couple of weeks have really been a very emotional time for me. And I think part of it is probably my age. And, you know, my dad used to say, when he was my age, I would hear him say, you know, I'm getting to the point to where I've got just as many friends on the other side as I have on this side or more. And I really didn't understand what that meant. But boy, I tell you, the older I get, the more I realize it. Yeah, I got just as many waiting on the other side and some good friends. And, you know, Les is passing. Les Beasley was, and, you know, and I haven't said a whole lot. I haven't posted anything about my feelings or it's hard for me to put into words a lot of times what people mean to me. And, you know, you have people that touch you personally, and you have people that touch your life and your heart and your soul. You know, Les, I grew up, it was just a, you know, he came into our house. He was part of our life, you know, for so many years when I was a kid, you know, just from the time I can remember. That was routine every Sunday morning to hear Les and all the guys sing and the different groups and that sort of thing. And that, it really, you know, I loved him because he was family. He was part of just like a family member you saw every week, you know.
Yeah, you know what? If you were like us, I mean, this is a true story. You saw Dusty Rhodes on Saturday night and Les Beasley on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth, Arthur.
Or Hee Haw, you know.
Yeah, you watched. I mean, Hee Haw come on at 6 at my house. No, yeah, at 6. And wrestling come on at 7 on 17,
yep.
Baby.
Oh,
you know, and you wasn't going to miss either one of them.
That's right.
And think about it. Roy Clark passed away the week before Les passed away.
Yep. So it was, you know, and then when Ernie, of course, Ernie has been, you know, sick for a long time. And Ernie, I thought if anybody would kick, it would be Ernie, and he did for a long time, you know, and then it came back, cancer came back with kind of a vengeance, and Ernie was my friend before I ever sang with him, and Ernie went to my home church, and it was a very, you know, when I was a teenager, I kind of got to know Ernie, and you know what made Ernie the giant was his heart. Man, he loved people.
Yeah.
And he loved loving on people. And that comes from loving Jesus. And he was just a great friend. I really haven't talked a whole lot about this.
Take your time, buddy.
He was a great friend, and when things were good, man, he was the first one to be there to congratulate you. When things were bad, he was the first one to be there to help you. It wasn't to be nosy. It wasn't to scold you or say you know if you did wrong or right or whatever. He was the first one there with his hand out to help, and he was just a great friend, and I will miss. He's one of those friends, you know, that you have these friends certain friends in your life that you just, you may not see each other for a while, but as soon as you do, man, you just pick up from that point and go on, you know. And he was one of those friends,
Arthur, and I'm not going to get into this, but it sounds like this to me, okay? I know sometimes when I walk through the hardest parts of my life, God put an angel there, particularly to a friend, to help me walk through something. I'm not contending or amplifying that maybe you walked through a dark part of your life, but it sounded like Ernie was one of those friends that was always there when you needed him and would stand beside you. And, you know, we as people need to be friends like that to others and be an example of that. We've got a lot of people that just need love in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Just
need love. So I appreciate you sharing that personal story about Ernie and what he meant to you, because no doubt from what you've said and what Ray Dean Reese said last week, he was a great, great man.
He really was. I never heard him. I never heard him say anything bad about anybody.
Yeah.
Not one time. I mean, you know, through the years, you know, things come up and you talk about people, and he was always the first one to say, well, you know what? We just need to pray for him. I mean, he never said anything bad, and I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Ernie either. I think Ernie, to not be in the mainstream for so many years, he touched a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he touched my life and my family's life. But he loved Jesus, he loved his family, and he loved his church.
What did Ernie do when he got out of the singing world? What was his...
He worked at the VA hospital.
Really?
And retired a few years ago. And, of course, you know, he kind of worked off and on there. You know, he traveled with Squire for years. And, of course, you know, that was more in a church field more so than it was on the main, you know, like I said, in the main. But he touched a lot of people. And great guy.
Let's go back and talk about Squire a little bit for a second.
Yeah.
You rode the bus with Squire for a few years.
Uh-huh.
You were the Kingsman. You know, I've often wondered with writers like Squire Parsons or, you know, the great writers, Gerald Crabb, Miss Wilkerson over there, what goes through their mind when they write a great song, or what goes through their thought process. Did you ever get any insight from Squire on what he was thinking, or when he would pen a great song, or were you ever around when he penned a great song and he said, what do you think of this, Arthur? I mean, anything like that, or Gaither. I mean, you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
What goes through their minds? I'm just curious.
You know, a lot of great writers, you can talk to Rodney Griffin, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, Squire worked a lot of camp meetings, revivals.
Yeah.
He was under a lot of preaching. And that inspiration will give you a lot of great songs. If you're a songwriter, and it gives you ideas for songs, and Rodney will say the same kind of thing. Rodney's been the number one songwriter for past 15 years, I think, something like that. And, and a lot of his songs come from messages from preachers. And, and I think Squire's the same way. Of course, Squire, you know, he'd be the first one to tell you, you know, he can't sing for preaching. He can't preach for singing. So,
yeah. but you know, here's the difference. Okay, this is going to sound kind of goofy, but I'll just throw it out there. There's a difference between a song and a standard. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And Squire wrote what I would term a standard in Beulah Land. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Gaither wrote a standard in the terms of Because He Lives, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, those are those, you know, once-in-a-lifetime songs that come along.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you may write some other songs, a lot of times they're overshadowed by one great song.
Yeah.
And same with Bill. You know, Bill's wrote some great songs from there on out, but they were overshadowed by Because He Lives. And, you know, and I think Squire's the same way. Beulah Land was so big that it overshadowed something else that could have been just as big. That may be in time.
If we had Squire on the line right now, I would laugh at him about this and pick at him about this. And I know he's a great fun, because he has to be great fun if you ever rode the bus with the Kingsman. But he wrote the most emotional gospel song that's ever been wrote. You know what song that is, don't you?
Well, there's several come to my mind, but
Hello Mama.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many times have people sang that song in little pig trail churches across the United States of America that the preacher needed them to sing that song so the altar would fill up so he could get hearts just right before he preached?
Yeah.
Because
and that song come from personal experience. You know, he wrote that about a guy that, you know, that he went to school with. And,
yeah.
And it come from, you know, from a personal standpoint. And so, like I said, that's, you know, where we get our greatest inspirations a lot of times from experiences.
No doubt. Hey, next week, let's talk on a brighter note. Couple things I wanted to bring up. Next week, Dennis, make sure I got his last name right. I know I've met him before. Dennis Swansburg.
Swanberg.
He's got
the swan.
The swan. The swan's going to be on with us. Yeah. Tell folks what they're going to expect from Dennis.
Man, Dennis, I'm telling you, he's one of the funniest guys. Of course, you know, he does impersonations and he can impersonate everybody. And he is one of my favorite ones he does is Billy Graham. I'm telling you, he sounds just like Billy Graham.
Okay.
He is just a great guy and he's been a good friend over the years. And he wrote a book. Called No More Secrets. And a few weeks ago, we worked with him at the Greater Vision Praise Fest. And we were kind of talking, you know, and he gave me a copy of his book and he kind of told me a little bit about it. And I won't get into it because I want him to explain it. But, you know, I was kind of explaining to him about our podcast and, you know, kind of what we were kind of going, we have Russ Taft and Tarana Green and talking about a lot of things that kind of happen to our lives, but they don't come up, but it's everybody goes through them, and that we need to talk about, and that we can encourage and help each other.
Yeah.
And I was kind of explaining that to him, and so I asked him if he'd like to be on the program, and he graciously accepted, and so we're excited to have him on here next week, and it's going to be a great program.
Be fun.
You gotta tune in.
Be fun. Hey, want to give a few things out, Squire, for folks. A lot of folks want to know how to get in touch with us. Of course, you can always go to our Facebook page, Southern Gospel News Podcast. We get a ton of feedback every day. We've got over 9,000 members inside of 6 months on this. And what a great way to reach Southern Gospel fans. We've got an Instagram page that I don't even know how it works, but we've got one, believe it or not, Southern Gospel News Podcast. Our office built it. Now we've got a phone number where you can call and leave us a message, 615-763-3862. That's 615-763-3862. And before long, Arthur, we'll have technology out there where we can actually take live phone calls and you can call up and ask Arthur those tough questions like, Arthur, I just love you and I just want you to know that da-da-da-da-da. That you've been a blessing to me, and I can just sit here and say, see, Arthur, there's somebody else you blessed, and I made mad. What about that? At 615-763-3862. 615-763-3862. And coming up as we get into the Christmas season and to New Year's, you're going to hear a couple of best of shows where we're going to run some excerpts from some of the most listened to shows out there. And so here's some things that we were not only loved to hear, but may have been shocked to hear that you won't hear. That's the beautiful thing about this podcast, Arthur, is it's given gospel music a format to publish things that no other format gives them, be it radio or a magazine or anything like that. And here's where I don't get too spiritual on this, but I'm going to say this. When we started this back in April, people said to me, you're crazy. 52% of the world don't even know what a podcast is. And when you tell folks you do a podcast, and I tell folks I do a podcast, remember, about 50% of them look at us and say, what's a podcast?
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
But that 48% that have listened to a podcast, they said, Well, they're all under 40 years old and nobody's listening, okay, above 40. Well, here's the great thing about our podcast. Number one, I know people above 40 listen to it, okay? I'm 49, so, you know, I joined that 50 club this year, 2019, coming up. But I know we got a lot of young people listening to us, too. And I'm thankful for that because of what the music's all about. And the way I've always looked at it, it's all about the gospel. It ain't just about the Southern gospel. It's about the gospel. And we've had folks in the past, like Mac Powell from Third Day on here. I was with David Kreider not too long ago, and he told me 2019, I'll be there. Mr. Gaither's promised us 2019, he'll be there. So we're growing. Dwayne Allen has talked about being on with us, with the Oak Ridge Boys. So I like this format, and I like what we're doing, Arthur. And quite frankly, I don't think I could do it without you, man. You add, believe it or not, and let me say this about you. You add a tradition of Southern gospel music that few people could do. And like you said about Ernie just a second ago, and I take a lot of phone calls in this business, and I hear a lot of ya-ya, but I have never once heard nobody say anything bad about Arthur Rice. And that's a testimony right there, my friend. So you're doing something right out there in this world. You're doing something right.
I thank you. You're very kind. You give me way too much credit. But I am so so blessed to be a part of this music that I love and this industry that I love. And I just, you know, I love telling people about Jesus. Yep. And that's the greatest job in the world.
You know what I've often said about musicians and being a former minister of music myself, we get all the love, the preachers get all the pats on the backs and the oh me's. You know, we seldom get an oh me or an oh my unless we miss a note and there's a music professor in the crowd. So, oh, man, we could have a lot of fun with that. Let me tell you once again, find us on Facebook, Southern Gospel News Podcast, Instagram, it's Southern Gospel News Podcast. Our website, www.southerngospelnewspodcast.com. Or you can now call us, 615-763-3862. Arthur, I got one more question for you before we get out of here today.
Hey, let me remind people, too, also, because we're coming up on close to the end of the year.
Yeah.
If you need an end-of-year donation, some people are kind of looking for those things. Don't forget sgma.org. We are a nonprofit, 501(c). You can give to the SGMA, help support that. It will go a long, long way. So, and I'm telling you, every dollar is used to keep that museum open. And so we need your help and your support coming up at the end of the year. You can get a donation, you can get a credit. You know, hey, we need all the tax credit we can get. Amen.
You did Giving Tuesday not too long ago. How'd that turn out for you?
You know what? It turned out really good. I've raised, I can't remember how much it is now, but it's done really good. And folks are, you know, folks are real good to give for that. And I'm interested to see, because, you know, they double that on Tuesday. And so I'm interested to see what it's going to wind up at the end. So that was good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, one last question for you before we get out of here. You ready for
it? Sir.
Whatever happened to truant officers? No, I'm teasing with you. That ain't a question.
That's funny.
What's wrong with living right anyway?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. We'll talk to you soon. And Dennis Swansburg will be with us here next week on SGNP.
SGNP is excited you chose to listen today. If you'd kindly leave a remark and rating in the podcast remarks section, we surely would appreciate it. Please share with a friend or family member. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and our new website, SouthernGospelNewsPodcast.com. To advertise your products, services, concert event, or new project on SGNP and reach a 100% guaranteed number of people in your area, call Tim Newton at 770-874-3200. Or email him today, tnewton@bgadgroup.com. Let us geo-target our ads for you, something radio nor magazine can do.
Hey, this is Darren Sutherland. Before I close, I want to thank our affiliates out there, WLJA in North Georgia, KWFC in Springdale, Arkansas, the new one, The Andrew Burnett Show, heard all across the country and online, thelightatlanta.com, playing Southern gospel music online. We're adding affiliates every day. We're partnering with Ken and the folks over there at Gospel Music TV real soon. So we look forward to that partnership. If your gospel music entity would love to partner with SGMP, get a hold of us. It's real simple. Folks, here's the deal. We've reached out to literally every form of media in gospel music. If we've missed you, I'm sorry. But we've had great partnerships with folks like Paul Heil and others. If you haven't heard someone on the air, it's not because we hadn't reached out. We hope everyone is successful, no matter if they're a radio station, a magazine, a website, a group, whomever it is. God bless you, and let's make gospel music better than it was today, tomorrow. Easy enough?